before you drink that rich, velvety smoothness of a stout, let that joker hang out on the counter for a bit. You know, like an eligible bachelor hanging out in the hotel lobby. But better pick him up quick. Don't want to lose him to some other young, bearded, strapping gentleman. This is the perfect pour.
This is the perfect pour.
Are you
now? It's a show about things that are fun, the beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Are you farming out our interest?
I have a cold.
We're a union podcast.
This is Matt, by the way, but that was a very important question. I just had to get out of the...
I saw a line. I liked it. I threw out the opportunity. I said, hey,
we don't use contractors here. It's a union show.
That's right. I'm crossing party lines. I'm on strike.
Oh, boy.
Party lines? Who remembers those?
It cannot be many listeners that remember party lines, but there's probably a few.
If you watch Green Acres, you know what it is.
Wow. Yeah. And even there, yeah.
He had to climb the freaking telephone pole.
Yeah, they did. Party lines.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I love gold.
There we go. Jeez.
Jeez Louise. That's up in there.
New beer opening on the show right now, live in front of our faces.
My face.
City Lights Brewing Company, Double Ditty, Double Hazy Pale, India Pale.
They've never heard of Fresno, obviously, because that name would go badly if they did. City Lights.
Yeah. That's a strip club here. That is a beer donated to the show by D Goats. And City Lights Brewing is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Milwaukee beer.
There you go. You can see some Double Ditties at City Lights.
I think you can.
So I've heard.
Ooh. It's strong.
Strong like bull. It's got that nice alcohol burn / bitterness.
Yep, it's got that burn. Yeah, the haze is not hiding the burn.
Mm-mm. Is this triple?
You might like this, okay. No, this is double.
This is Dubal.
It's double.
So you're going, I'm going 7-8 then.
I'm saying this is up around 9.
Oh.
I'm having a hell of a time finding the percentage on this thing.
This is up there. Oh,
you know.
It's got that afterburner, like
government warning.
This tastes like the feeling as if you had just shaved and forgot, and then sprayed cologne directly on the old neck there.
Oh, it's got that burn. Yeah, I get that.
It is not listed.
Apparently, they don't have to list their shit up there
in the Milwaukee's.
List your shit.
But before the show, during the tailgate, we had a couple of our single speed brewing beers left. The Gable and the
Tip of the Cow. Tip of the Cow to you.
Still solid beers.
Tip of the morning. All
right. What was your guess?
7-8.
7-8, your guess?
9-2.
Closest with ever going over without going four. Over is Mikey.
Damn oh. It.
Actual retail percentage is 8.4%.
Oh!
So I was closer, but wronger.
Right. Sure. Price is right rules.
Yeah. Damn. Closer, but wronger.
Well, thanks for joining us. We're going to be hanging out and drinking beers and talking about them and listen to listeners give us show intros and voicemails.
Okay, one of your guys, don't get crazy with the show intros. If you send
everyone's
us
gonna
more,
be like, oh, they want show intros. I got show intros.
No, that was a one time. Once a year, we'll do this. I figure it's been 7 years. We could lump in, we could throw in one every now and then.
Yeah, what the hell? You gotta change it up. You know, you gotta keep things fresh.
I mean, unless
you're in the 20s.
Okay, if you knock my socks off, I will play it. That's the rules.
Yeah, you got to knock a sock off.
You got to knock my socks off before I'm going to let you do an intro.
Holy crap.
That's loud, huh?
Have you been watching the news on, or not news, social media is about Kim's Bay?
Yes, Kim's Bay.
We are very lucky to still have her. She is definitely on the road to recovery, but she posted a little photo from a little hospital bed, and I was like, what the hell? And she's like,
why are you there?
She's like, blood clot in my lung, bro. And I was like, that's not cool. I was like, first of all, glad you're still here. Second of all, what the crap? And she's all yes to both things. So.
Yeah, blood clot in her lung that pushed up against her heart and had to CPR had to be performed on her.
She was not beating.
So. And longtime listeners know Kim's Bay Brews is like our first guest via the internet.
Wow.
And our first like beer celebrity, you know, social media beer celebrity to have on the show. Mm-hmm. And this was before her time on the session in the Brewing Network. Mm-hmm. This is when, you know, when she was coming up, I guess. I mean, maybe she was already arrived.
But, she always had social media dominance. Yeah.
But we were lucky enough to have her as a guest a couple times. And that was shocking. But thank God she's back and hopefully continues to recover. So
yeah, I mean, we always wish great health to people in the brewing industries, and it's kind of shocking when that's what, you know, pops up in our feeds.
I don't know why she doesn't have like her own show on the Brewing Network. I don't understand why that's not happening. If they're not offering it to her, then I'm dumbfounded at what's going on over there at the Brewing Network.
Maybe her life won't allow it.
Right. Yeah. That's that's the only thing that makes sense.
If you're looking for a network to host your own podcast, please reach
out to Kim's Bay Brews. Just send it to us. We got the files. We can store it.
We got the room.
We can do it.
We got all the Google.
Matt's volunteering to edit it right now.
All that extra space left over from Google Plus.
Any way I can help.
Our Google Plus account. Mm-hmm. We can put it up on our Google Plus account.
Yeah, we got all that extra room. All this room for activities.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what else? Kim's Bay Brews.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that kind of set me back the most. I didn't really, I was like, that's too much internet for me today. But there was a little tidbit that somebody slid under the door. And
it wasn't a bill?
No.
Sir,
somebody's slipping you podcast information under your door at work now.
It's time to check out. Here's your bill, sir.
So this is even more important than a looking out for, in my opinion.
Whoa. Wow. That's a big statement.
Carl Strauss has announced their next collab IPA can. You know, there's the dual-sided, yes. So it looks like it's right. Yes.
They've been doing that.
Mm-hmm. The collaboration series.
So it's called Murky Poetry. It's a hazy IPA. It's the collaboration series. I'm just going to keep reading the information and tell you this. The brewery last.
Murky.
6.3% ABV, 50 IBU. It is an Amarillo, Citra, Sabro, Motueka hops, and
what's the password?
Sabro.
Impart notes of guava, orange, fruit punch, oats, wheat. Give the beer a soft, pillowy mouthfeel.
You're pillowy?
Out.
Pillowy mouthfeel.
I don't know if you like this brewery in general, but to me, it's not a big deal.
I would try it just because of the first, three of these collabs have been excellent?
Yes. It is with Peer Project.
Oh.
So that means that's the first Peer Project can that'll be locally distributed because it's Carl Strauss.
Yes. Carl Strauss.
Even though there's some Pure Project things coming up later.
Those are
sneaked into the sneaked in a county.
This is like
over county
lines.
You'll
go to your corner gas station with the craft beer and you're like, oh, I know that brewery. And pick it up and put it in your cart.
Sneaked in beers.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak, that's funny.
Right there.
So that's a little tidbit that slipped in there. I was like, that's worthy of mentioning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Carl Strauss is using their clout to get some heavy hitters. Yeah,
Carl Strauss.
And then giving them to everybody.
Carl Strauss is like, Pierre, I know him.
Nope.
Yeah. Never. I know him too.
Yeah, know him.
Never heard of her.
Yep, they came around when we were doing the beer. They walked around, looked at it. So that's a collab.
Hey, look in that tank over there. Oh, do you like that? Yeah, we just collab.
Yeah, that's it. What do you think of that beer? Oh, it looks like collab.
Collab. Ooh, you just got collab.
You just got collab. What? What's going on?
What's going on?
What? You just, I thought you invited me here just to look at your equipment. Yeah? And collab, bitch. High five.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. Now get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, just collab your ass.
Just collab. Ooh. Legal and got shit now, so bro. We'll send you up a couple cases, huh? What do you think of that? We call Strauss. We do what we want.
MTV Breweries.
Check out my crib.
Check out my crib.
These tanks.
In this room, we got Pure Project just hanging out.
A lot of people have stainless steel tanks. Fuck that shit. I got gold tanks, bro. All gold tanks.
Gold tanks.
Nobody else has gold tanks.
In this room, we got Russian River hanging out. You
know, brew. Look at this guy back in the corner. Russian River right there.
Right there. Over there, if you look way in the back, there's Alesmith.
Oh, yeah. He's always chilling back there, Alesmith. Yeah, I had to get a couple of those.
He made us put in a jacuzzi.
We're like, all right.
So this is going to be a tangent, but it relates to...
Oh, my God. That's shocking.
That's so amazing.
It relates to the kind of TV show that you're talking about.
Wow.
Or you need to go.
Pre-tangented. Pre-tangent.
On YouTube, obviously, you could watch anything that you want in the world. So I came across a video series. So I like to watch this one called Hoovy's Garage, where he buys the cheapest, whatever, Bentley, McLaren, whatever, and he makes it drivable, and he just reviews
69
it.
Mustang?
Wow. That's probably on his list somewhere, if you can find him.
Let me know when he gets to there.
But, so that's who I usually watch, and then I saw this other video, and it's just like a gift for Hoovy's Garage, and I was like, okay, I'll bite off, I'll watch it. So what they did is they found a Dodge Caravan that was on Pimp My Ride. They found it in like a scrapyard.
It already went to the scrapyard.
And so it was, everything was still there from the show. Wow. All the TVs, all the monitors, sound system, everything. Obviously it didn't run. So they spent about $2,000 refurbishing the brakes, the motor, and various video components. They had burnt out, you know, came unsoldered. They made it a fully functioning and driving vehicle. And they gave it to the Hoovy's Garage because he was having a kid. So they dumped off purple and like this pink and purple Dodge Caravan with a body kit and like denim interior. Ooh. From Pimp My Ride to him.
Nice.
And I just love that that's what you can find out in the world now. That's the entertainment you can find.
Nice.
So
old Pimp My Ride rides.
Yeah. So if I ever come across one and I'm able to make a YouTube series, just know, okay, you'll get the next one.
Yes.
Please be the Ford Probe.
Could be.
Pinto.
The Fiero. Is there a Pontiac Fiero in there?
Oh,
that's another series I'm watching, is a guy restoring a Pontiac Fiero.
Oh, great.
Suzuki Samurai.
Classic.
Badass. Go anywhere, bro.
Anywhere. Uphill, downhill.
Yeah. All the hills.
All the hills. Rollover. What's its rollover capability?
It's very capable.
Very capable of rolling over.
What else? That's your culture?
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Yeah. Short, sweet, to the point.
Who's my ride? All right. Well, as if you didn't see this coming, now that Dogfish Head is... Where's that one going, Mikey? Bring that
that
back.
That was up next.
Oh, man.
It was just getting up to temp.
My barley wine feels like I'm going to lose my mind. So Dogfish Head and Sam Adams have finally collabed. More than money collabing.
As in they both sold out?
No, they're collabing. They're selling in.
Mm.
So now they have barrel-aged... Utopius Barrel Aged Worldwide Stout. This is a partnership with Sam Adams Utopius because they have to do something with those old barrels. And they took Dogfish's highest ABV stout and barrel aged it. what is going on? There's new beer being opened right now. Mikey has top pour. He had to have top pour so bad he couldn't even be on the show to top pour it.
Makes Brandy. Me want a stout.
Brandy, kick my heels up Brandy, and
stout.
Wow. We have reached the new top pour level in 2020.
I love gold.
Top pouring before you get back from the beer fridge.
Yep.
That's boss pouring right there.
Boss pour, top pour.
So I could tell you guys love Dogfish Head so much.
Oh, yes. Please go on about it.
No, yeah. We're moving on.
Dogfish Head and Samurai Sword are doing a collab beer.
Samurai Sword. Okay. So next up, 2020. Right. Here we are.
Mm-hmm. That's the year.
Okay.
Definitely the year.
No, I don't want that article. That's stupid.
Is that a new sweater?
Yeah, I got it for Christmas. It's a Star Wars hoodie.
It is a pretty cool one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the same jacket?
I think it's officially licensed.
It is, actually, yes. Cool. I've had this 10 years
Can you guys see what we're wearing?
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Patagonia. It's the only thing that's warm enough for this garage.
Wow.
It's been freaking cold the past 2 days. I don't know if you guys have noticed that outside.
Oh, you know. It's crazy.
It's like a high of 40 degrees.
It's ridiculous.
Today was not rain, but heavy fog, wet mist.
Yeah, it was that fog, mist, rain.
Yeah. But no, you could walk through it and not get wet, but everything around you was drenched.
Yeah.
I guess that's
January sucks.
January sucks. Okay, so what would combat all these low-carb seltzer waters and
tequila?
Okay, we could go there. So 2020, how about some NA beers for you?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's funny you said that because there's going to be an NA special happening for the Golden Gods here sometime next week or so.
Well, here are five that Vine Pair thinks are worthy.
Okay, let's see if
number five, Heineken Double Ought.
I've heard
that's the popular one right now.
Yep, that one is a. This is their.
They
quote.
Have that at.
This is their
Yard
description
House.
Of it.
Yard House has it.
Honestly, not bad.
That's all you need.
Okay. Number four, Brooklyn Brewery's Special Effects. What does this say? It doesn't say anything. It's just called Special Effects Brooklyn, New York. Smells like beer with a sweet note to it. It's like Arizona iced tea. Okay. Brewdog.
Oh.
What would Brewdog do?
What would Brewdog do?
Yeah.
Something wild.
Yep. How about a stout AF, non-alcoholic near beer?
Whoa.
A non-alcoholic stout.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
If it's not your stout, whose is it?
What? It's not your stout. It's my stout. Stout AF. No?
Sure.
I'd be willing to try that.
This one looks more like a classic beer. Klosthaller, dry hopped Frankfurt, Germany.
Klosthaller.
World's first non-alcoholic dry hopped beer.
I like that they said dry hopped.
Mm-hmm. All the hops, none of the booze.
I feel like the Brewdog one is like somebody be like, hey, you like stouts, right?
And yeah.
They pick you up one of those.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Did you read the label?
Now I'm going to be sober at your party. Thanks.
It says 0.5. I think they left the one off, right? It must be 10.5. What is this? Why do we have a foam cooler? Did you seriously collect NA beers?
Yes. Producer Becky, his friend Lori was in town, and she's a big NA drinker, and she brought a bunch of NAs over because she knew we have a show.
That's kind of awesome.
And now Matt's looking through some of them.
All right. Well, let's get through this. Right. And the number one on the list, Athletic Brewing Run Wild IPA.
Oh, I think I had that.
Oh, did you try one of these already?
I think so, yeah. Matt might even be holding an Athletic.
Yeah, upside down.
There it is. Okay. Oh, so, okay, that's another one from them. Run Wild is the one on the list. Oh. Hands down, the best non-alcoholic beer. There it is.
Oh.
We do have a Run Wild in our hands.
There you go.
So we have the number one NA beer, according to Vine Pair.
Try it.
Try it.
Try it.
It's not cold, bro.
That's cold enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cold, it's going to make it that much better.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want ice cold. Long neck.
I love cold.
I want long neck, ice cold, non-alcoholic beers, please.
It is aggressively carved.
It's aggressive.
See what happens here.
Never tell me the odds.
Yeah, I wasn't getting aroma off of it.
It's like less than 12 parsecs, right?
This one did not make the Kessel run. Actually, it probably could because it wasn't drunk.
Well, you got to have a good navigating system like that.
Wow.
It tastes just as bad as it smells.
It tastes like unbaked bread.
Old Milwaukee.
Yep, I can get that. Like the dough, you're rolling the dirt. It's like what I used to do when I was a kid was take the actual bread and then roll it up so much that it becomes dough again.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
A ball of white bread. Mm-hmm.
It has to be oxidized. Maybe. There's a lot of this old
They're Milwaukee. From, I think they're from BevMo mostly. So
did you check your dates?
Who knows? A lot of them don't have dates.
When does it go bad? We don't know.
Yeah. It's in a beer. You're stuck with it.
Nobody's ever asked that before.
There's a non-alcoholic IPA in here.
Yeah.
From Two Roots.
You can try it.
Two dudes?
Has 120 calories. Very, very, very low sodium.
I think Mikey's trying to tell us something. I'm not sure what.
Go ahead and try it.
It sounds like he tried it and it didn't go well. Maybe.
Look for that if you're a golden god coming in soon.
Wow.
There's no federal tax on this one. It's because of none. Are you supposed to space these in your diet in 2020 or something like that? Oh, this one has zero sugar, so it's probably really terrible. Surreal Brewing Company.
It's probably super terrible.
Chandelier Red IPA.
Yeah, that one's really bad. I mean, you try it.
Oh, look at this little one. It's cute.
You're listening to KPPR, Perfect Pour Radio, Fresno. Airing live each and every week from the Taint District sponsor. Adjacent studios of the Dorktown Network.
Sponsor.
There are nearly 55 million beer podcasts each year, but none come close to the record of the Perfect Pour, with new episodes each and every week. For less than a pint a month, you can make all the difference in the life of a podcaster. These young men have so little. We've all heard them slurping desperately on the dregs of a bottom pour. But when you join the ranks of the golden gods, with your monthly pint dollars of generosity, you secure for these needy ones such necessities as beer, cans of beer, bombers, and of course, crowlers, and much appreciated yeast samples. So won't you please make all the difference in the life of one of these podcasters and become a golden god today? Visit patreon.com/perfectpour and join us today.
Thanks to our sponsors, the Golden Gods.
Yeah. Wow, we're sipping on the dregs.
Digging that NA, huh? Like that NA life.
That's good.
Living that NA life, bro.
Man, I can't wait. I could be sober and hopped up.
Yeah.
Work's going to be fun tomorrow.
Yep. We did that one night, and I committed to not having any alcohol beers and just drinking the NAs, and I woke up. It was like nothing happened the night before. It was
what?
Weird.
What?
I was like, wait.
You woke up?
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, hey, let's do stuff today.
Well, yeah. What was it like not waking up on the lawn?
It's supposed to be the metal version of In the Arms of an Angel. Figured that's more fitting.
Arms of an Angel.
Great.
I'm not getting that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, that was fun.
Wow. Thank you, Bench Clark.
Took an NA jaunt there.
Yeah.
So, well, that's Nick.
That's my culture.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can talk about our new beer bar later during Bingcod. Oh, Bingcod,
yes.
Bigfoot 2020.
Ooh, that sounds good.
How are you guys feeling on that Bigfoot? The barley wine. It's a Sierra Nevada's famous Bigfoot barley wine.
I think they made that a 4-12 pack now, and I like that combo.
I felt, ooh, okay, maybe. I thought I saw a 6-pack.
Is it
maybe
a 6-pack? Pack?
I may have been wrong about that.
6-pack would be a bit much.
I felt like it was a 6-pack. I feel like it's a 6-pack.
Okay. Well,
12-ounce bottles.
That would last me all year.
You'd be good. You just need one.
Yeah.
One for the night. One you every, wouldn't go two 12-ounce one every other Bigfoots?
Month.
No. In one night?
No, not in one night. No oh. personal beer festing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Even a Friday night?
Maybe. You just want to see some YouTubes, that's all.
I want to see some crazy stuff, man.
You want to see me go, woo?
Yeah, I want to see other people make woo. Mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm tired of seeing my own mistakes in the morning.
Oh, man. Thanks, Internet, for recording that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, like, look, honey, Nick does stupid stuff, too.
That's right.
Yeah. You think Nick's all great and all. Look at me. He does dumb stuff. Okay? Not just me.
The funny thing is now it's been so long, Facebook likes to remind you of the dumb shit you used to do.
Remember you did 3 years ago? Remember you did this?
Remember you did this?
Damn it. Shut up, Facebook.
Great. And then again, you seem to have a problem with this day because you keep doing this.
What's going on with this day? So that's enough of the, enough culture, man. Jeez. Enough culture.
Yes. Many of my Facebook memories were day drinking because we both, my wife and I, seem to be on vacation this time of year.
Wow, you guys like January vacations.
Huh? Yeah, we used to go after New Year's.
Oh, after New Year's, you're like, no, nobody goes anywhere now.
Yep.
I heard that Disneyland was like, between Christmas and New Year's, was like they were turning people away. It was just overflowed.
Yeah.
Now, I had not heard of that time. It makes sense, but I had not heard of that time frame being that packed. But it makes sense to be like so many people are off and just like, oh, let's go to Disneyland.
Yeah, and they restructured their annual passes, and I think that screwed a lot of people up. So it put them there at the same window.
Oh, okay.
Like their blackout dates were not, lining up anymore.
They messed their scheduling up a little bit there. Cause I was hearing stories about how bad Disneyland was after Christmas. So. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? Yeah, you get to be on this show. We allow it. Sometimes it works, or usually it works, sometimes it doesn't, but that's a chance you take when you let the listeners of your show take over, do their thing. You can send us an email with record yourself on your smartphone, send us an email, keep it under 3 minutes, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Send that file right on over to us, we'll play it, or you can just call our traditional old voicemail line, 559-492-0542.
But we don't just play your voicemail. We also talk over it.
Yeah. If you always wanted your voicemail talked over,
call
us. Got you, bro. We're here for you. And the first voicemail this week is through the email.
How's it going, guys? It's Colin and Janine.
Hey, guys.
Oh, good.
We want to talk about last weekend. But first of all, we want to give many thanks to everybody in the Perfect Pour community who voted us as voicemailers of the year.
We take it back.
Very gracious. Thank you, guys. I think it was based on volume more than quality. But
I totally agree.
Some of you guys are so talented, and we're just lucky to be able to be here.
Yes, the call that Jazz made was hilarious.
All the nominees are great.
We quoted it all weekend long, just dropping knowledge.
Knowledge.
Listen to it like 3 times.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Good job, Jazz. So we're just going to tell you guys about our Colin's birthday weekend last weekend, what we did.
In Fort Collins.
We drove up to Fort Collins, which is about an hour north of us.
All right, let's just list them off.
Yep, we got a hotel room for two nights, so this is 2 days worth of drinking. Mm-hmm. So we started off at Funkworks.
Then we walked to Horse and Dragon.
And then we got a ride to Red Truck.
And then we got another ride to Equinox.
On a Red Truck?
And then we walked from there to Crooked Stav. Because they have a tap house up there, which was fantastic.
It's impeccable up there.
Ended up the night there. And then, and then when we woke up Saturday, we went to this place called Jessup Farms, which was a really cool brewery in this old farmhouse. Beers were amazing. It was a really cool place.
Definitely some of the best beer we had that weekend was from those guys at Jessup Farms.
Jessup Farms was awesome.
The location's really cool, too.
Yes. And then we got a ride down to Zwei, which is a German beer place, as you might tell by the name.
And then we walked all the way to Max Line, which is good.
Which is another brewery. It was okay. Which we walked over there, and I thought that place was amazing. It was beautiful, great place, great space, great beer.
Yeah, if you go to Fort Collins, do hit up get a Gilded Goat. They've got medals on the wall. Their beers are great. Medals. They don't question you about tasters. They kept on feeding us tasters we didn't ask for. The guy was like recommending stuff. He's like, try this, try this, try this.
Jeez, dude.
And then we went to Purpose based on Rad Stacy's recommendation. And Purpose was really cool. We had like a flight of five beers. All they had was five beers on tap, but they were all very unique, interesting beers. And it was a really cool experience. So I would recommend Purpose as well. Purpose was really awesome.
We sat in the back room surrounded by barrels. It was very intimate.
It was cool. And then from there, we got a ride up to Black Bottle. And we ended our night at Black Bottle. Black Bottle was okay. But we got to watch Supercross there.
They put the Supercross on for me, and they were all trying to close, and they found out it was my birthday. And the girl comes up, because it's a brew pub, the girl comes up and gives us both a shot of bourbon, which was definitely not the way to end a beer night.
It is.
We kind of felt like we had to drink them. So
suck it up,
right.
Pansies.
And one last thing. Hoppy, I'm really sorry your experience at Treehouse was kind of a shit show.
It was bro-y.
Yes, and everything. But I just wanted to say, I hope you at least got to try a Treehouse beer, or hopefully you had them, because we do think their beer is awesome, even though the experience is a little weird. So when we went, we just ended up having to buy everything they were releasing, and we kind of took a chance, and we were not disappointed.
Either you buy something or you leave, okay?
Treehouse, if you go, make sure you go on their website, check out their rules. They don't serve beers
rules
all
here.
The time up there. So
Colorado.
Just get, educate yourself before you go, because they'll definitely disappoint you if you think you're going to go up there and drink beer.
Yeah,
Colorado,
but it was a good experience.
Smoke pot everywhere.
And love you guys. And keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Thornton.
Oh, they hit us.
They hit me.
They got hit hard. Keep up the good work, guys. They are keeping up the good work.
They kept it up. They begin as they begin their campaign. They get voicemailer of the year once again. Man. Their campaign begins. As we
model voicemailers.
Campaigning for more voicemails like this.
What another perfect opportunity to be here with a few little things I want to discuss. First of all, has Chocotazo Vertical happened? If it hasn't, why not? And if it will, when? And will Zach and Scotty be part of it? Coors Brewery over on Irwindale on the 210 freeway is up for sales. Get the Golden Gods to buy that sucker. Let's give it to Scotty B. Let him run it so he can start brewing all those seltzers and ciders for us. And last thing, homie, I won't be at the All-Star or Home Run Derby. I checked out the tickets.
You said you were.
Standing tickets for one person is $550.
Charlie
for the
Holmes.
All-Star game, that's
$650.
In on that. So, Charlie Holmes, I'm going to use that money and probably make it a Hawaii. Is it true, your beer?
You that's probably cheaper.
Peace out, eh?
He's in the bourbon. You could tell. He's chilling in the bourbon. I think he opens up the tailgate and just sits in back and drinks a beer in the neighborhood.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds a good time. I could do that with my truck.
Would he have the tailgate or would he have the dual doors?
I've actually seen the bourbon in person and I cannot remember what he had. Maybe it was dual doors. Yeah, the barn doors.
Could be.
Damn. New beer on the show. We opened during Chew's call. I hope, hope that's okay, Chew.
Wait, I've got pictures.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you exactly.
City Lights Brewing Company.
Cholahoma?
Cholahoma. It's a hazy IPA, and it's a D-Goats beer, another D-Goats beer.
All right, we got a Suburban update.
It's a H.P. Lovecraft
I'm
reference.
Talking here. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm talking about Chew Your Beer Suburban. It is dual doors in the back, side by side.
Okay.
Not a hatch.
All right.
They want the listeners needed to
they
know.
They did.
Okay. Sorry. What's about your Cholahoma?
Cholahoma. Cholahulu. This is pretty good. I like this beer.
Nope, that's a stout.
Wrong beer.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different too.
Hazy.
It's not just not what.
That's more unfiltered than
there's
hazy.
Something new in there.
Something new. Something borrowed.
Something I'm not used to in there, and I like it.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a nice, that's a good beer.
Nice beer, City Lights.
Milwaukee's.
So we continue with voicemails.
Before you drink that rich, velvety smoothness.
Oh, we already played that one.
Okay, sorry.
Let that joke
unless you want to hear the opener all over again.
All right, I got confused.
Oh, boy.
That makes more sense.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Let's see what we got on the traditional side of the voicemails.
Are we in voicemails?
We still are. We're in there.
Just now?
Just now. Right now. Right, meow?
Hey, Perfect Pour. It's Colin and Janine.
What?
No, it's not.
We're feeling pretty shitty today, pretty hungover.
Yeah, you sound
last
like
crap. We met up with Chew Your Circle, Evil
wow.
Beer, and Fontana Yacht Club.
Oh, man, that's a hell of a game.
We went down to Willard's West and had way too many pictures of Red Tail. So anyway, we don't have anything too creative to send to you. Just wanted to say hi. Congratulations on episode 328.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Only nine episodes off. That was probably the closest thing that you got out of the whole thing.
That was Bob.
Oh, no way. Are you serious?
That was Novato Paul.
He was blending.
He's blending.
He was blending various names and things.
No, that's probably how we would recite
doing
it.
Doing a blend. Yeah.
Fontana Yacht Club. We know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, man. Oh, hey, Fontana Yacht Club.
Chew Your Circle.
Chew Your Circle.
Chew Your Circle.
We go way back
wow.
to that guy.
Wow. Man, it's nice to finally meet you, dude.
She called
wow.
me up.
Yeah. Short lived.
Tight, weak.
But she didn't leave yeah. her name.
Get quality voicemails, you don't have to have many of them.
That's right. Yeah, I like
now
it.
What are we going to do for the next hour?
Oh, trust me, we'll find a way to
we'll
fill it.
We'll find a way to tangent. We'll tangent all day. I mean, oh, it's starting to kick in.
It's kicking.
Is that, that
the
dump trucks
kicking in yet?
We'll be here in about 5 minutes.
Dump trucks. The shit show. Drop off that shit over here.
Drop it all right here. You can get dumbing right here.
You ever been to the county? Yeah, drop it in the county.
Whoa. Is that a euphemism?
Drop it in the county.
Yeah, you're on the county island.
Oh, okay.
Where the streets are long and they're not lit very long.
Looking out for.
That's right.
Looking out like for lighting. Beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Wow. What beers are you searching for? Releases that you're looking out for? Things? Any various odd things you're looking out for? It doesn't matter. Matt.
I'm on a new year, new budget right now. So
New year, new budget.
I have stopped looking at social media.
So it hasn't
media.
Been PD yet. You're like, I can't.
I don't
see
even want to know. What
I can't see the things I can't have.
Yeah, I don't even want to see the things I can't buy right now.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll do that with Amazon. I was just like, I'm not going to go on
Shut
there.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. Delete the app.
Mm-hmm.
Lose the app. I'll download it again when Friday comes.
I might change my mind in about 2 days, but for right now, right now. I stayed off.
Well, thank God it's not record store day this weekend or something.
Ooh, boy.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's probably where the last of my money went was I found out that Barnes & Noble had 50% off vinyl.
Oh! So for Barnes & Noble, 50% off Barnes & Noble means regular
price. Regular price, yes, exactly.
It put most albums at about 10 to 12 bucks, which was unheard of for new albums.
For Barnes & Noble.
they're average priced. Your average vinyl record is about 20 bucks. Right. They'll get in the $30 range if it's color or special edition. But, yeah, so that anything that was $20 was half off. So I picked up 7 new albums.
I saw that vinyl sales have surpassed CD sales for the first time in 40 years or something like that.
Holy shit.
So vinyl sales
We're doing our job.
Have gotten above CD sales now. Not that it's that hard to get above CDs.
So I'm immediately going to kill your parade.
I was celebrating this.
I'm going to pop a hole in it.
Papa.
So a friend of mine in the music of industries.
Industry.
He said, you know what's interesting about vinyl sales?
What?
Is once they sell them to whomever, they're non-refundable. So, like, if you order too many Clay Aiken CDs and you want to return them, you can.
I've ordered too many. I got drunk and ordered a shit ton of Clay Aiken CDs. I'm returning these. That's fine,
your music store, if you order too many Clay Aiken CDs, you can return them back.
Over at the warehouse?
Yeah. The warehouse, yeah. But you say, I ordered 4 cases of Clay Aiken vinyl. And they go, you can't return those. Sorry.
What?
So.
What? No way.
Yep.
So even what am I going to do with all these Clay Aiken's records now?
So even if they're sitting at the store, they're considered sold.
Sold.
Oh, you're saying the retailer buys too many.
Yeah, the retailer
buys. Not you personally.
Yeah, so you buy too many Clay Aiken CD cases.
This is going to be a hit.
Yeah.
I'm banking on these Clay Aiken's. Okay, John.
Money makers.
We got someone up here asking for more Clay Aiken drums.
Sweet! Got some back here.
Yeah.
But that's what I was told.
I'm just kidding, dumbass. Nobody's asking for Clay Aiken's albums up here.
Fuck!
We're selling them by the case today. How many would you like?
Giving away with each sale at Guitar Center.
Buy one, get 11 free.
Yes.
Every guitar string. Ernie Ball, set of Ernie Ball strings, you get a Clay Aiken.
Free Clay Aiken with purchase.
I don't want this shit. Fuck!
Okay.
You don't understand. You can't buy the strings without taking the Clay Aiken.
Nope, you can't. Like, no, I'm not going to do it then. I'll go to ErnieBall.com. Order my strings that way.
Damn it. Got to fire up the old Amazon then. I just deleted my Amazon app. What am I going to do? Yeah.
I'm going to have more of the chiki-cha-cha.
Chiki-cha-cha.
Is that you're looking out for, Matt? Is that what we're doing right now? Yeah.
Like I said, I'm too broke to look out for.
Yeah, so don't looking out for a paycheck.
Looking out for
Nick.
Looking out for a paycheck. I completely forgot to find something, so I have nothing.
Oh my gosh!
I know
this should be a big portion of your day. Is what you're looking
out for. Us.
This is a weird little downtime for beer.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, you're not going to see the spring pales and IPAs coming out yet.
Ooh, trust me, it's out there. Don't worry.
You're still in stout season though.
I am.
Should be enjoying yourself, having a great time.
Yeah, I've drank a crap ton of that what's the porter from Russian River?
Shadow of a Doubt.
Shadow of a Doubt. Revenge of the Sith. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been doing well. Sith.
Finally, the Sith will rule again and bring peace to the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. I have procured a couple bottles of Mikey's favorite new brewery right now.
Oh. Huh?
Firestone Walker's Anniversary Ale.
Boo. Yeah. That's not true. He's saying lies. Don't listen to him. It's not my favorite brewery right now at it's all.
Favorite. So I haven't tried those yet, but those are in the fridge waiting.
Well, it'd be a shame if something happened
to him. It would.
Texting your wife right now.
Yeah. Throw out those Firestone Walkers in the fridge.
Why?
Nick said to tell you to
throw those away. I have a bottle of Autumn Rush I'm looking forward to. So is that count as looking out for?
Sure.
Okay. I'm looking out to trying that.
I think we have one in the fridge. If you want to do a side by side.
Ooh, an old one and a new one.
Yeah.
Great. Let's do it.
Maybe next week.
Okay.
And that's all looking out for?
Yeah.
All right. Ex Novo Brewing, Portland Brewer.
There's a name we haven't heard for a while.
Portland Brewer. Very good. Popular indie Portland Brewer.
With the kids.
Apparently, they have a New Mexico place too in Corrales, New Mexico. Or Corrales, which I didn't know. And it confused me. But they're making a It Conquered the World.
Wow.
A double.
I Conquer the World?
Hazy IPA. It's got.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
It's got Galaxy and Citra and Simcoe, but it's only at the brewery only because this is one that was made at the New Mexico brewery. So I was just noticing just because it was crazy. I didn't know Ex Novo had a New Mexico location as well. That's very odd to me, but
yeah,
also cool.
Also cool. Wow. But the Hazy's only in New Mexico.
Yeah, but then they sent it up to the Portland one. The Portland one has some to give out, but you got to be there.
We had a small ration of them for a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
And then, of course, coming soon, Younger Bottles of Younger.
Oh, man.
Look out for them. I'll look out for one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Santa Rosa.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me about Younger.
Younger, bro.
You're just going to think about him.
Well, I wanted to develop a Younger organ.
Younger system. Oh.
Yeah. So say Orgy. You're at the bar. It starts here. Say you're at the bar. You've had too many Youngers.
No, anything about that.
You're going to lose your wallet or you're going to lose your phone.
Ooh, shit.
Which one are you losing and which one are you keeping?
Oh, man. That is a rough
Because one's going to happen. You're going to lose one.
Yeah,
one's You only happening. Have the chance, like Indiana Jones, like you only have the chance to save the girl or save the artifact.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you saving?
That's tough. Both have their... Oh. Gosh, dang it. I think I would lose the phone.
Wow.
No. Nope. There's pictures on there. Got lots of children pictures that haven't backed up.
Oh.
All right, I'll lose the wallet.
Wow. Gone. Bye.
But then I got to go to the DMV.
Yes. Cancel all your credit cards.
Canceling the credit cards, it's a pain, but it's not that big of a deal anymore.
It's not possible anymore, yeah.
It's a little bit easier than it used to be.
Yeah, with your phone, chances are the app has a turn this, freeze this card button.
And the license really is the only one I would stress about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chances are you spent all your money already on Younger. So.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There's no money Hopefully in the
I'm
wallet.
With a friend that I'm like, bro, I don't have any money, man. You got to hook me up.
We need some Taco Bell.
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to lose my wallet, I guess.
Wow.
Not going on. What about
Matt's
you, Nick?
Not playing.
Matt, what about you?
What about me?
I think you'd lose your wallet. That's what I think. That's what I'm guessing. You choose the wall to be.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
I get a new phone every year, so
I get a new phone every year. So
if I lose it, it's whatever.
Oh, so wow. You'll lose your phone. Keep your wallet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nick.
Wallet.
You'll keep your wallet?
Lose the wallet.
Lose the wallet.
Yeah.
You'd rather have your phone.
Yeah, I think I would survive better having the phone.
And I've never hooked up the Apple Pay thing, I guess, or
yeah,
I don't do the thing where you like scan the phone like
right.
That's
you know. No, I'd be penniless for a while, so, but
yeah.
At least I could make, because I don't think payphones exist anymore. Like, how would you make a call?
There's one or two, but yeah, you're not going to find one with anyone.
I would just turn to the person next to me and say, hey, can I use your phone to order myself a new phone?
People don't do that. They don't give up their phones. Like, ooh, sorry, bro. Yeah, no.
You can't trust people, man.
Yeah.
People. But you can probably just go over the AT&T store right, you know, around the corner and be like, hey, lost my phone. Give me all my shit back.
That's right. Warranty.
And they'll be like, oh, they'll love it, man. They'll be like, oh, yeah, hook you up with this.
Yeah.
iPhone 15.
Wow.
It's only going to cost you $200 a month.
Are you saying if I lose my phone, I could get one 2 years ahead of schedule?
Yep.
Okay, great.
That's the only time you can get it one like that, if you lose your phone.
You lose your phone, you get the iPhone 15.
Yep.
I'm going to lose my phone tomorrow.
All right. You do that. See what happens.
I will call you and tell you
what happened. Don't.
Yeah, no,
don't do that.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wow. We've made Mikey get all the beers tonight. I kind of feel bad. But, you know, at least he turned on the fridge mic so he could talk to us. Nope.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
He's in the deep. He's in the back.
What's this sound like?
It sounds like you're looking for barley wine.
Nope. That's a Lindeman strawberry.
Oh.
Lambic.
That'll work. Bring it's that.
Becky's.
Nope. Becky will not be sad.
The strawberries only come around during the holiday, so that's kind of rare.
It's a rare.
It's kind of a rare. Ooh, what's yeah, I don't like that beer. I'm not bringing that out.
Oh, this'll get Nick mad. I'll bring this out.
Wow, it sounded like you were deep in there.
Yeah.
Messed up.
He was back, way in the back.
Way in the back of the
way cooler. In the back. Okay, so what have I been caught drinking? Is that what you asked me?
I care.
What have I caught been drinking?
The Nick 80 on Untappd. If you're not his friend on Untappd, then what the hell are you even having Untappd for?
And I Untappd this weekend.
Oh, I Untappd, bro.
Oh, man. It was wild. I got a total of...
I love gold!
11 toasts.
Jeez, dude.
I'm a badass. Whoa.
One of the upper echelon untappers.
That's right.
Not everybody gets 11 toasts. I got invited toasts.
To the personal beer fest.
Oh.
Invited?
Oh, hello, Nick. Hi. I'd like to invite you to the personal beer fest we're having tonight. Oh, really? Thanks, Nick. You. All right, Nick.
Sorry, Nick. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there, Nick. No cover.
No cover.
No cover for you. Your industry. Oh, thanks, man.
Wow. So, I guess I will start off the...
By the way, this beer we just opened. Sorry, Nick.
No, it's fine.
Anti-Matter Pineapple Double IPA from Taiga Sequoia Brewing. Donated to the show by Bearder Brewer 87.
That's me.
And it's the cover art is the label art
Rick and Morty.
The Rick and Morty inspired.
Oh boy. Rick and Morty.
I like the aroma.
Hmm. That's pineapple.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
I like it.
I taste butter.
I'm tasting pineapple. I like the tropical pineapple ones. I don't like the guava as much.
Okay.
I like the pineapple heavy, the orange heavy.
Yeah.
But the, when they do the guava heavy, I'm sort of... Why? Yeah, I tap out.
Tapped out. Did you know, Mikey,
have
you
been to Disneyland? I go to my NAs.
You go right to the NAs?
Oh, yeah, I just go to NAs.
Okay. Have you been to Disneyland lately?
No, man, it's, I'm mad. We didn't go. I have not been since Star Wars Land, the Galaxy's Edge.
No, more important than that.
What?
They removed the...
No!
Yes. There was something, I think it was the Aladdin thing behind the tiki bar.
Mm-hmm.
They removed that and turned that into a snack bar.
Yeah.
And so there's now a second location to get Dole Whips.
Yeah.
The line is considerably less.
It's considerably less, though. Yes. I like that.
And now there are Dole Whip variants.
Whoa. I like this. Now I'm in.
Yeah.
Variants.
Dole Whip variants.
So the new spot has variant?
Uh-huh.
What's the variant?
Like you could get raspberry Dole Whip, orange Dole Whip.
No, you got me on that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to try this orange variant.
Yes. And then there's food there too. So you get snacks and Dole Whips.
Snacks. It's just snacks. I thought, because I read an article about that, you know, happening. And the way I read the article, it was going to be a restaurant, but apparently not. Apparently it's just snacks.
No, it's exactly like the Bengal Cafe where you walk up, order.
Oh, okay.
And then you take your food elsewhere. Yeah. They have a sitting area.
Yeah.
Sitting area adjacent.
But they're not like meals.
No.
They're just snacks.
It's all, it's skewers and.
Okay.
And, they got lumpias.
Olympia beer?
No, not Olympia. Lumpia, the, I think it's Korean egg rolls or.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're excellent, but I can't remember what they are. Lumpia.
All right. Well, I'm going to look out for it next time. Hopefully this spring.
There you go.
When the tax refunds comes back, that opens the gates for travel.
Woo! We're rich.
Go Disneyland. Finally, yeah, get my. Yeah, I did not go to Southern California this year. That was last year. That was bad. Terrible, terrible year. Terrible.
Star Wars Land was meh.
Meh, huh?
Meh.
Whatever.
Okay.
But I've been hearing that. Well, it's not packed. That's.
It's. I'll well, when myself. We went.
Did you get into the bar?
No.
Okay.
No bar.
No bar.
There's a line for the bar.
Because they got beer in there.
I know, but there's a line. Line fest.
Line fest. Meow. And Louis is retiring to producer Becky's chair.
Lubaka.
I'm done. You guys suck.
Okay, so I went drinking at Fresno's newest craft beer bar.
Oh.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Oh, maybe.
Out of the Barrel.
Out of the Barrel, new beer bar in Fresno.
So the wife of all people says, woo! Hey, that place in Fig is having a soft opening today. Did you hear about it? I'm like, no. How did you know?
Yeah, like, why are you telling me?
And I was like, okay, that's cool. We'll have to go. And she's like, no, we could go today. I'm like, what?
Wait.
What? Who are you?
Who this?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, let's go check it out. So just before dinner, we went to check it out.
Went to check it out?
Check it out.
That's what it's called? Check it out?
Let's go to the check it out. No, well, she heard they had wine. Uh-huh. And that didn't work out. The wine list was very, very slim.
It seems like they have one winery. And like whatever that one winery has.
Oh, is that all they
have? That's what it looked like.
Yeah. They had four choices. But luckily they had ciders. She likes the Two Towns.
Oh, okay.
Ciders. They had cans of those in the cold box. And they will let you drink those there or to go.
In the cold box? I'll let you drink?
Yeah. And yeah, chili beers.
Burr.
Burr. No, you get one out of the cold box and drink in public with the rest of the people.
Okay. I get it now.
Yeah. So we sat at one of the oak tables.
Those are occupied. I couldn't sit.
Slab tables.
Slabs.
So I had two Moonrakers, oddly enough.
Oh my gosh, with all the beer that they had there, you want Moonraker?
Those were the only two clear IPAs that they had.
Oh, okay. You see too much haze.
Hazy. You have 30 beers. How many of them are not hazy? Two. 25 West from Moonraker.
Had that one.
Very nice. Excellent. Reminiscent of New Belgium's Ranger. And then Yeast Bound and Down was totally a label by Yeast
Bound and Down, loaded up and beering.
Also a clear IPA, which was my favorite of the night.
Oh, clear.
Clear as day.
They should start, you know what? And it since now there's the trend of like having a hazy beer and not even recognizing it on the label, just calling it IPA. Now the clear ones have to say C-IPAs.
C-IPAs.
Clear IPAs. C-IPAs. Sipas.
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 Sipa. I'll take a Sipa.
Take a Sipa. So there we go. We start it right now. If you start seeing Sipas, came from the Perfect Bar.
And C-Deepas?
Yeah.
And
Deepas.
C-Tripas?
Dipas. Sipas.
Sipas. Double clears.
He's buzz.
I'll take a double clear.
Heispa.
Heispa.
Hazy IPA, you say. Hypa.
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 Hypo. Hypadoo.
You guys got any hypas?
Hypadoopoo.
Do we have any hypas? Hello?
Take a hypa. Yeah, they catered to the kids, that's for sure.
Oh.
They had all the hazy. There's a couple stouts, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
One was a milkshake. You know, milk stout, milkshake IPA, milk stout. I don't know.
Yeah, there was. I actually thought about that one because I think it had marshmallow or something.
Yeah.
I was like, I might try that, but no, I'm sorry.
No.
Too many hazies.
And then also I had Riley's Mexican lager. Can't remember the name right now.
Not the Sancha?
Not the Sancha. No, it's a 12-ounce can they're doing now. Yeah.
All right.
I could look it up, but
yeah.
So could you.
Yeah. So could everyone.
That wasn't bad. It was good. It tasted really, you taste a lot of the grain in there, which I don't normally find in a Mexican lager. Mm-hmm. It was kind of nice.
Kind of nice or something different.
Something different. Yeah. But it had that freshly brewed grain flavor to it.
A fresh grain.
Fresh grains. That was nice. What else did I have?
Do you have anything at home? Ugh.
Do you know something I don't?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean that tone to be like.
I was like, wait, what did I do? I wasn't
trying to lead you anywhere. I'm just like, did you drink at home, bro?
I don't think I did.
Jesus.
I think I didn't need home drinking. What's
the matter with
you? I'm out of beer.
Turns out I'm out of beer.
Turns out I'm out of beer. I still have a couple of those 40 Sierra Nevada 40s left. Which now I'm thinking, why didn't Sierra Nevada put their 40th anniversary beer in a 40-ounce bottle? Missed opportunity.
Lost opportunity.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
So I got some of those.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
That
40th anniversary.
The second time I had it, I liked it better.
Okay.
I had that. That's a beer, if you have after other beers, you might not like it. But if you have that first,
right.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I get that. Yeah.
I don't think it plays well with others. It's a standalone kind of. Yeah.
It's really, it's like, if Sierra Nevada, if you haven't seen it yet, this 40th anniversary for its hopperversary.
Hopperversary.
And it's all black with gold lettering. And yeah, I had to, and like, I can't, it's a Sierra Nevada beer. It's like, I want to say it's like, it's just like a slightly hoppier version than the pale.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not like really definitive, like, whoa, this is really a different beer. It's like, yeah.
Kind of falls between Pale and Torpedo.
Yeah. I'm there. So, yeah, if you like Sierra Nevada beers, go get it.
Absolutely.
It's there. Whole Foods had it. I think I saw it at Save Mart
tonight. Oh, bro, I found it at Target.
Oh, my God. Target, wow. It's everywhere.
Does your Target have 40?
Does your Target have the 40th anniversary? So now you, if you're stuck going to Target this weekend, at least you can go look and see if they got the
Target 40th. Is some good stuff, bro.
Target beers.
It's everything, man. We're just, the world is just going to be Walmart, Target, and Amazon. Wow. That's what our future is.
Yay.
This is what we're doing to ourselves. That was all?
Yes, that would be all.
That was the Nick 80 on Untappd and social media. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Did you do the things? I feel like you may have been to the similar place that Nick was at, but at a different time.
Yeah.
You waited till Nick left and you're like, okay, we can go now.
No, I went on the Sunday. Which
you're like, I can't even go on that day. Let's just go on a different day.
It's ruined.
I work on Saturdays, so.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't know what it's like to have some or all Saturdays off. Yeah,
you gotta get out of the service industry to not work on Saturdays.
But built a flight.
Ooh, flight. Yeah, they had interesting pour options there.
It's either 5 ounce or full pour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but the full pours, they ranged.
Yeah.
The first beer I had was a 17-ounce. Mm-hmm. The second beer I had was a 12-ounce.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't notice that. I thought they just had either you get 5 ounce or you get the big-ass.
Yeah.
That's all you had.
Yeah. And so the big-ass one was a big-ass one.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't tiny.
No, but yeah, it could be a 10-ounce, a 12-ounce, 16-ounce, 18-ounce, whatever it ended up being.
Yeah.
It's all the price.
I'm sure they adjusted for ABV like they should, but... Yeah, I didn't realize first beer was a 17 mm-hmm. in the, what's that glass called? With it's got the bump at the top. It's not a shaker glass. It's a little different.
Yeah, it's like an IPA glass.
Okay.
I think of it as, but yeah, towards the top, it'll have like the little, mm-hmm. a little speed bump.
Yeah, there you go. It's
supposed to give off some aroma. Whether it does or not, I don't know. They're better than shaker glasses. Give them that.
So from field work, I had the Tiger Uppercut.
Oh, nice.
Also the 25 West Moonraker.
Yes.
Morning Light from Pure Project. That was their hard kombucha.
What?
Yes. Well,
they had their hard kombucha was the morning, though it's from, from Pure?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even know. I saw the hard kombucha, but I didn't see who it was from. I was like, that's hard kombucha. Didn't bother to see.
Then there was from Alvarado. There was Loner Jazz Master. Mm-hmm. Yeah, careful how you say that one.
Yep.
And then they had Eruption.
Oh, yeah. Mikey, how'd you don't miss think that? It was.
Yeah, maybe I had that. And like, maybe I don't know. I don't think they're referencing Van Halen.
Okay.
It was a sunrise. I don't.
Yeah.
Really.
But they did. They do have another beer that references Motley Crue.
Oh.
So I'm like,
like Motley Brew.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called, bro. That's what it's called. You got it, Motley Brew. So at first I saw Eruption. I'm like, they're probably talking about volcanoes. I'm not talking about Eddie Van Halen. And then they had another beer called Motley Brew. I was like, wait a minute, maybe they are.
Ooh.
But nobody there was going to tell me the answer. So
I had samples of all those. And then one of the bartenders opened up Fundamental Summitation from Bottle Logic.
Oh, he's just opening up shit, huh?
Yeah, he just pulled it out of the fridge and popped it open, poured out some samples. He's like, you guys want to try this? And we're like, sure. Tried it and turned it over the label. It was a 2017 bottle, so we had a couple years on it.
Special.
Ooh.
We had the company party at Zach's. We started at the Modernist, which doesn't have beer. Then we moved over to Zach's.
Piece of shit.
So I was sipping on...
You guys are a piece of shit. No beer? What the fuck? Fuck you guys.
They had beer.
Oh, they do. I'm sorry,
Modernist.
We didn't have beer
oh.
at Modernist. They have beer.
I I'd like to retract my previous statement.
I'm sorry, guys. You guys are doing great. All right.
Carry
see
on.
Later. See you later.
The Modernist does have beer, though. I'm surprised.
They have like five beers.
Oh, what is it? What is it? Coors Light? Bud Light?
Why don't you go there and find out?
Okay. Wow.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh,
wow. Corona. If you go there and you get a beer, you're in the wrong place.
You're in the wrong place.
There's a new beer name right there.
In the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. I love gold.
That is an inky black beer.
Oh, finish it off.
That'll wake me up.
At Zach's Brewing, I enjoyed many. There were some shareable beers that we had, which don't really come to mind because I didn't check them in. There was a salted caramel.
You can go for that two-person board sweep on Zach's got.
Wow.
Zach features the two chicken board
sweep.
They
were custom menus, so they didn't have those on.
Oh.
Salted caramel, 10-50. That was in there. We had a magnum of S'mores Barrel-Aged Midnight Lightning from Tioga.
Damn.
Opened some Midnight Rushes just because of the company party celebration. And those are the more memorable ones. But other than that, I just sipped on a
did they close,
really suspicious.
Did they close the place down for you guys?
It was Sunday.
Zach's? Oh, Sunday? Oh, yeah.
Not open Sundays.
Woo! Party.
Wow. Exclusive.
Man, must be nice to be in the industry.
Or we just said, we'll pay you money.
So you're saying we could do that too if we had money.
Yeah. If you pay them money, they'll be there.
Permit Bor, shut it down. Woo! Just the three of us in there.
It'd be opening it up, not shutting it down.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Right.
Woo! Private party.
All right. November 2020.
Just the three of us in there. Zach's. We're just hanging out at the door, wait, just praying for somebody to come in the door and think it's open.
So you tell them to get out?
Like,
private party.
Yes.
Industry.
Yeah. Podcast industry. Are you in the podcast? Are you on the permit board? I don't know what that is. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. It's a private party.
So Reggie's going to be the only one to get in.
No.
Not even Reggie?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope.
That's harsh, bro.
Like, get the fuck out of here, Reggie.
Psst. Hey, but can you go across street to Tioga and get us some food?
Yeah. Hey, man. I see that taco truck right there.
Yeah.
Could you bring in some tacos?
Yeah, but get the fuck out.
After that, get the fuck out.
Private industry party.
Yeah.
Tacos. Get us tacos.
Get some tacos, man. Let's go.
Yeah. Tell them you know us.
You know, I still get an industry discount.
Yeah. We think Matt's still over there. He's ignoring our text.
It's just Nick and I in there. Woo!
Matt, you coming over?
Hey,
Matt,
when are you coming over? Reggie, did you see Matt over there? tell him we're over here.
Over here.
But you can't come in. Go get us.
You can't come in, dude. Get the fuck out of here. It's industry.
Yes. 2020 is going to be epic.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Same old podcast, different time.
That's right.
That was all Beautiberry 7.
Is that enough? Not enough for you?
And it's not enough.
Mikey's never happy, haven't you?
I'm never satisfied.
Apparently.
I'm never satisfied.
Unlimited power.
I went to this cool new beer bar too.
What?
Yeah.
I guess you were first, technically.
Yeah, I was first.
Technically, you were first.
I knew about it before him, so it doesn't matter.
Damn it. Yeah, but I was there.
I heard about it.
All the times I go to Fig Garden Village for food finally paid off.
Yes.
And I noticed a beer, as I'm going to pick up takeout, I'm like, wait, that beer bar is open.
Really?
There's a disturbance.
There's people over there. Yes. I was like, I feel something. Something I haven't felt since a beer bar was open. Went over there, had a good time, saw Mario and his wife. It's great. Just down as many beers as I could before anyone noticed I was gone. I was like, go, down these beers. I'm like, well, why do you smell like beer? You're just supposed to pick up dinner. I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't know. What are you talking about? Yeah, how the well? First, I went to Yard House.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
get all carved up.
Carved up. Had an Ernie's IPA. I went full local. Had an Ernie's IPA from Full Circle. Wow. And a Lancelot IPA from House of Pendragon. Then I went to that. Then I went to our new beer out of the beer out of the barrel.
Out of the barrel.
That and they, I was just like so shocked. They had Pure Project, the first time in Fresno. Pure Project. I was like, oh my god, because at first I saw Alvarado Street, which is awesome. I'm like, yes, look at all these Alvarado Streets, and then I was like, Pure Project, is this real? Mm-hmm. Is this the Pure Project? Is it some other
aftermarket?
Like aftermarket Pure Project you guys have? No, nope, it was a real Pure Project.
Pure A Project
had Merklands from. Pure Project, the Hazy Pale.
They had that at Tap and Cellar the other couple weeks back. It was out. I think it might have been out, but they had.
The okay. Was, well, Tap and Cellar brought Pure Project before them then. Well, whatever.
Yep.
Had one from Two Roots Brewing Company. I didn't know who they were, but.
It's one more than one root.
Enough said. Lager. Had a lager.
Lager.
Lager. And what else? Eruption from Alvarado Street may or may not be referencing Van Halen. I think it probably isn't. And that's a good beer. Another one from Alvarado Street called Loner Jazz Master. I think you guys talked about it. I don't know. Maybe you didn't.
Matthew did.
Yeah, Matt did. That was good. Woodhouse.
Would I?
Which I think is a Santa Cruz brewer that they had.
Wow.
What is that?
That's what we want to know.
And that's all I could have, and then I had to leave.
Damn it.
Yeah. But then I had the 40th Hoppy Anniversary Ale from Sierra Nevada. Yeah. And then I had one from Chew Your Beer donated to myself called Aquanaut Juicy Double IPA. And that was delicious. Very pineapple-y, heavy. Beer, and that's all I've been caught drinking.
Wow. Oh, speaking of Chew Your Beer and his question, we have not done the Chocotasso vertical yet.
Yeah.
We will wait for that because we have a overload Chocotasso. Of beer at the moment. But I have them all safe in a cold box.
They're very safe. They're being kept cold at what temperature? Because
Al Green.
Al Green was going to call us with this question. I don't know if we should... Save it for him to do next week because it was a good topic. We can do that. Good topic. But Al, your question about the refrigerator, call us. And so then we can talk about it.
There you go.
Because I was saving it for you to drop it. And that's what Whoa. Cheers. The wrong way.
Extra loud tonight.
What?
What? What did he say?
Even Louie's awake.
Jeez, I don't think I got that double. Not that. Can see no light through this beer. Lawson's Finest Liquids, Faiston Maple, Imperial Stout.
Oh, that's what that is.
And this is, who I don't know who donated. Oh, XL. It's an XL Perro beer.
XL Perro.
Perro.
My tongue don't work.
He's the big dog, man. Yeah, you gotta listen up.
This is missing the pancakes.
This is a Vermont beer. Waitsfield, Vermont. What's missing on this one?
The pancakes. It's got everything but the pancakes.
Oh, yeah. I could dip my waffle in here.
There you go. Oh, you're a waffle guy. Huh?
Yeah, I'm a waffle guy. Wow. I mean, pancakes are great.
Yeah sure.
Nothing wrong with pancakes, but I'll go waffle before Racist. Pancake. Waffleist.
Waffleist.
Cheers, Matt. You got some cheers?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. In fact, I do. Let me consult my notebook.
Just cheers out to my staff over at work.
All right.
We made it through 2019.
Wow.
Did it.
So now we get to do it all over in 2020.
How did that New Brews Eve go, the whole event? You weren't working, but...
I was there for most of it, all of it, but...
It looks like a thing that might start being an annual sort of thing.
We'll definitely consider it next year or this year. But it went well. Definitely cheers out to Kim's Bay Brews. And, I hope your recovery is speedy of most things.
Getting better, Kim.
I think she had a can of wine in her most recent social post.
All right. She said,
live to drink another day. And then cheers out to our friends doing Liquid Gravity. They're any day now, they're going to be announcing a grand opening. So,
what's this? Wait, tell me more about this. Or remind me more about this.
Remind me.
Liquid Gravity is Brendan that used to do Central Coast Brewing.
Uh-huh.
He left to go open his own place, and he's with Monica, which used to do Libertine and Central Coast. So both of them are going to open Liquid Gravity, which is taking over the old Tappet location. Oh. Tappet's now done.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, they were bought out by Santa Maria Brewing. Or Santa Monica.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of just a shell of it, mm-hmm. and they wanted to off the location, so... somebody took up on that. So.
Oh, I see.
But any day now, they'll be announcing their grand opening.
That should be good. Coming from Central Coast Brewing, you're...
Depending on the day, I might try to... who knows? Maybe I'll just drive out there and go check it out.
Who knows? All right. That's a looking out for right there. Wow. Nick?
What?
Cheersing?
So, cheers to the Colin. Happy birthday, Colin.
Oh, happy birthday, Colin.
It was his birthday last week or so.
King of Colorado, Colin. King.
I am the king. I will not move to a smaller room. and while we're at it, also calls. Cheers to Janine for keeping Colin in line.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. And my new untapped friend, Hoppy Hubs.
Hoppy Hubs.
A.K.A. the better half to Hoppy Labe.
Aw. Fun couple.
Yeah, so he's on Untappd too.
Nice.
He checks in at Willard's.
Willard's. He's like, Willard's. I only check in at Willard's.
That's right.
I wonder if
he's exclusive.
Exclusive Willard's is like, inner. We need to buy, we're an influencer. We want you only checking in at Willard's.
Yeah.
We'll pay you, we'll give you free beer if you check in Willard's only at Willard's. I do it.
You think he sweeps the board down there?
Yeah, board sweeper.
Yes.
If Zach's Brewing wants to be exclusively only untap at Zach's Brewing,
mm-hmm.
let's have a conversation.
You're willing to negotiate?
Yeah. I'm willing to only sweep Zach's board.
Only sweeping Zach's boards. There you go. So cheers to them. Thanks you for following along.
All right. Cheers to our new golden guy, Matt from Tacoma is our new golden guy. Woo! 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 Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Big cheers, Matt. Yeah.
Check your email. You have been invited to the
poll. Yeah, if you have Facebook, you're in the exclusive forum. Huh? What do you think about
That's right.
If you don't like the Facebook, you can go on to the
Discord
group. So big cheers to Matt in the Tacoma, formerly of Texas. Appreciate it, Matt, and appreciate everybody.
Absolutely.
That's doing the Golden God thing, man.
Yeah.
Keeps us going. I actually, on Friday, I'm going to be re-upping the UPS store.
Oh, awesome.
All because of the Golden God, so.
That's cool.
It only functions because of you guys. Thank you. Also, cheers to I am a pirate.
I am a pirate.
And to Big Fat Food Critic, to Hop_Blooded, the Real T. Rogers, and Jack's Lion 82, and everybody out there that interacts with us all week and on the forum and on Twitter and Instagram at Perfect Pour Pod, and anyone on Untappd as well. Big cheers to all you peoples. We haven't gotten an iTunes review in a while, so just throwing it out there. Wow. That doesn't mean you have to do anything.
Since Tap Savvy, huh?
Yeah, since the whole Tap Savvy. Wow. Strong-armed his whole family into doing that. Says, I'm going to take all your cell phone plans away unless you give a Perfect Pour review. Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the price of a cup of coffee, you too can give the Perfect Pour of Untappd your iTunes review.
Yes. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. We're going. We're in it. All 2020, right. We're in it. We're making things happen.
Okay.
We're having the fun.
All right.
We're being safe.
Oh.
And for the price of three cups of coffee, you can get access to Mikey's OnlyFans.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I don't know what that is. I'm interested in that.
What cups of coffee are these?
These are Irish coffees.
Oh, it'll just be $15. It's three cups of coffee. Okay. It's pretty standard.
I was going to say, these are three pumpkin spice lattes.
$15, okay? You can get all the access. All the access you want.
Don't worry. Somebody on Twitter will explain to you what that website is.
Good. I'm interested to know. Bye.
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 Chicken heads.